wonderful.
Angel with Wonderful here on Gateway 97.8. Someone else who's wonderful in the studio with me this morning is Andy. Oh no, shocking, isn't it? I'm being really nice.
That's the first time you've complimented me, I think, ever.
Don't get used to it.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah. I'm really happy now, sorry.
Oh, I made you die.
How are you? You okay?
I'm really good, yeah, I'm quite good. Yeah. Not over crazy like some of the mornings I've been on a Sunday for some strange reason. I still blame the coffee. But today, no, just good. A bit more mellowed out, I think. I think I'm really happy because I've done really well for Mother's Day. I've made my mum really smug. Happy. I've done my bit, so yeah, quite smug, yeah. I can say that. hi, Mum. Happy Mother's Day, of course. And what about you? All sorted?
Hi, Mum. happy today.
Happy your day today. Okay, right. We've got two films we want to review in today's. Let's get straight into it. There's a lot to talk about. Now, there's a bit of a link between the two because they're both involving robots. So see what I've done there. I thought long and hard about this. Okay, first one we're talking about is Big Hero 6, classified PG. The director is Don Hall and Chris Williams. The lead actors starring in this one, Ryan Potter, Scott Adsit and Jamie Chung. The genre of this film is animation, action, adventure. The running time is 102 minutes, so not too long, as you would expect for a children's film anyway. And the special bond, the film is that the special bond that develops between plus-sized inflatable robot Baymax and prodigy Hiro Hamada, who team up with a group of friends to form a band of high-tech heroes. Okay, so that's kind of basically what the film is about. And as I said, loads of notes to get through. Let's talk about story, script, and then we'll get into the music. So I don't actually have a lot regarding story and script because it said it all in the few notes that I have. What have you got?
It's very funny.
Yeah, the same. I've just
little laughs to hysterics.
Yeah, yes.
Throughout the whole film.
Yeah, I mean, I was I can't believe how much I was giggling throughout this film. I think I was laughing more than the kids.
Yeah,
I've just got funny script, funny moments, and great action sequences because that is pretty much what sums up this film.
Yep, edge of the seat sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were moments towards the end as well, a bit unexpected.
Emotional moments.
Emotional.
Yeah, I did wonder about halfway through the film, where is this going to go? What's the actual end game? And it did deliver.
Oh gosh, the ending as well. Yeah, of course. I got so sad at the end, and I was like, what's going on? How are they going to do this and sort this out? And
I've got something to admit. I've never felt sorry for film characters apart from the robot in Short Circuit.
Yes.
And now I felt sorry for our characters in this film as well.
Yeah, and of course, probably for the next film we're going to talk about in the second half.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't feel emotions for the characters.
Just don't feel emotions.
But no, I rarely do feel that, especially for like robotic characters.
I loved this character so much, but we'll get into that. He's got his own little moment later on in this first half of the hour. As that's pretty much it for story and script, shall we just move on to the music?
Yes.
What have you got for music?
I enjoyed all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The montage, inspirational music.
Yes.
Got me wanting to have a fight. Not personally.
Love you to spell that out. Got me to rah. It's turning into me because I can't ever find like adjectives or whatever descriptive words.
Yes.
My English teacher would be so proud of me right now. And I just end up making sounds to describe how I feel at the time. It's ridiculous. Anyway, continue.
As long as it gets the point across.
Yeah, I know what you mean by rah.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. There were chase scenes. Music was great for that.
Yeah. High speed. The action sequences were really cool. And the music for it was really good too.
And there was some sad sort of slower music as well.
Yeah.
But no, it was all fitting.
I've got great matching music, especially during the fight sequences. Really good soundtrack overall. Yes. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And at one point I wrote, wow, exclamation mark. Wow. Dramatic music and an intense character change at one point, which obviously we're not going to go into because I don't want to have any spoilers, but that was crazy, that moment. That was so cool. And also there was one section when they're sort of sorting their hero-ness out and they've got a song from, I think it's Fall Out Boy's Immortals.
Mm-hmm.
Really good song choice good song. And I immediately wanted to look it up after the film because I really like that song. So, yeah, well done.
I forgot that was really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely love the soundtrack to this film. Okay, so that was story, script and music. We've still got shots, CGI, 3D-ness. Oh, yeah. And characters. And, of course, the rating as well in just a moment's time. But first, here is Klingunder with Jubel. Say me, say. Klingunder with the Jubel or Jubel? I'm not quite sure. For some reason, my German side comes through when I say that name and I just automatically say Klingunder Jubel here on Gateway 97. I can't help it. Hi again to Andy, my special guest for this hour.
You all right, mate?
Don't call me mate. Oh, that just sounds weird. Okay, let's carry on. We're talking about... Let's just stop going off topic,
come
Andy.
On,
Big Hero 6.
Yes.
Don't tell me to come on. I'm going to get in a fallout of this, right? So, we're talking about shots CGI and 3D next. Go for it.
It was a very effective use of 3D right from the very start.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It works well because it's animation, isn't it?
It
it's
does,
always
yeah.
really effective when it is that way. So.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. The shots during the chase scenes and stuff were well done for an animated film.
Yeah.
It was a kids' film, but you know they appealed to me as well as an adult.
Yeah.
So yeah, really enjoyed
definitely.
Those. Yeah, montage. You know, montage.
You love your montages.
And stuff. I do. I think it's because of the combination of music and a lot of information.
It just speeds the story up.
Yeah,
see what you need to know, and then you can carry on.
Yeah, I'm not
but
one
I like
for
it.
Slow films where it. Sort of develop slowly. I do like getting information and getting to the point.
Just get to the point. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I just wrote, good CGI. Great to see in 3D, definitely, because of the animation and all of that. And I've got a note about an interesting time-lapse shot at one point as well in the film. And just to talk about the world a bit, very colourful world, the background as well, was detailed and textured and just very visually interesting and enticing for both adults and especially kids as well.
They did put a lot of effort into the world and the background.
Yeah, they did a very good job. I mean, there was at one point, for some reason, there was like a close-up on the floor. Got it in my head. And... you could just so see all the textures of the floor. And I was like, they've just put a lot of thought. They could have just made it a plain floor, maybe just a few scratches in it. But no, they properly did all the bobbly bits and the little scrapes and this and that. I don't know if there was chewing gum. Maybe they should have added chewing gum. But yes.
They obviously love what they were doing. They're putting a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. Okay, so that is shot CGI in 3D. Oh, let's talk about the characters, please. Get into it. Go for it. I'm so excited.
I really love the characters.
So,
Baymax, the big robot thing, the big fluffy, well, not fluffy, the big...
like, balloony sort of thing.
Squidgy.
Yeah.
He was big and awkward.
Blown up sort of guy.
I associated with myself with him. Being awkward.
Right
and,
just didn't have a beard.
Yeah. The characters were introduced. They were... stereotypical characters for various sort of Disney films. But that was perfect. They fit what they were meant to fit, right? The comic relief was there.
Oh yeah, the funny guy, the silly guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. The serious guy.
Yep, smart one. You know,
the girly one.
And the girly one.
I loved it. Loved
and,
it. Yeah, I'll associate with the girly one, and you can be Baymax.
Yeah, thank you.
Done.
The evil villain was obviously evil. The youngsters will be
I think you need a coffee this morning. The evil villain was obviously evil.
Well, it's good for a kids' film. They introduced it.
There's I mean, that's what, so you can distinguish all the characters and see who's
identified
good and
who
bad and what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
I think my point was valid.
Any other points you want to make?
Oh, I just felt a lot of emotion for the robot. Really, really sort of believed.
Yeah. I've got the characters obviously quite funny. Most of all Baymax. I laughed so much with his character.
Yes, you did.
And like what they wanted to get across with this character, they did completely, because I found him, considering he's a robot, I thought he was so cute and adorable and huggable and innocent, and I wanted to just jump in the movie and be like, "Hi Baymax." absolutely loved him. He made me laugh so much. And it was just simple little things, like the way Baymax moved was so comedic, plus the squeaky sounds were amusing too. So they've done really well with that character.
He doesn't show emotion, does he? Because he's a robot, you don't really see emotion
not
from
really,
him.
No,
but yet,
but
so much character comes across.
Yeah. Oh, there's just so many funny bits. I'm just having like flashbacks right now. Okay, well, I guess we'll get into the rating then.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
I'm actually agreeing with you there.
Really?
Yeah, I agree. I put on my paper 8, definitely.
Yeah, and do you know what's really funny this time? The actual rating is an 8.
Wow.
Completely. It's not 8.1, it's not 7.9, it's an actual 8. So we're all on the same...
So people agree.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just a really good film, super enjoyable film for all, for the young and the old and all those in between as well. So, thoroughly enjoyable.
You're listening to Tara Malik. Tara Malik on Gateway 97.8.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay, you?
Good. I'm good too, thank you. Good. Okay, so we've done one film. We actually managed to do that in that half hour slot. We now have the second film that we're going to review in this hour, which is Chappie, Another Robot. Yay! This one, not entirely a kid's film. No.
Oh, no.
This is classified 15, this one. Be ready for it if you want to go see it. The director for this is Neil Blomkamp, and checked out what else he's done. Elysium and District 9. And as soon as I did that, I was like, oh yeah, same sort of feel, same sort of style. So yeah. I instantly recognised that. Yeah, obviously. Definitely. He's directed those, and fair enough, he's directed this one now. The lead actors in this one, Sharlto Copley, Dev Patel and Hugh Jackman. And the genre for this one is action sci-fi thriller. The running time is 120 minutes, which by my calculations that I've, you know, spent some time on, is about 2 hours exactly.
You're getting good at those calculations.
I know, right? Just got to work on my English now. Maths and English. Okay, just in brief, in the near future, crime is patrolled by a mechanized police force. When one police droid, Chappie, is stolen and given new programming, he becomes the first robot with the ability to think and feel for himself. I've got to do it. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, first thing I want to say before we get into any of the notes is that this is actually based on a short film which was also directed by Neil Blomkamp, who directed Chappie. So, and that was in 2004. So yes. 11 years later, this comes out. So he must be super proud of himself.
And even back then, I've seen
the short film. It's really short, but it was good.
Yes, well done. Yeah. Especially for back then.
And the style of the robot was pretty similar as well. So certain features and stuff, the ears and
very
everything.
Similar,
so obviously
yes.
Kept with it. Okay, so let's talk about the visuals, the shots and the music. So here we go. Go for it. Why not? I'll let you go first. I feel nice today. I don't know why.
All interactions with this Chappie, the robot that's yes. probably not really there on the set, obviously, were really well done.
You know, considering if he wasn't there, the CGI was incredible. Because yes, it really, like, my mum's normally the one who's like, is that CGI? Is that not? That's not CGI. And I'm like, mum, that is blatantly CGI. But I was really struggling this time, thinking, is that actually on set, you know, or is that CGI? And yeah, blew my mind.
Yeah, it was so well interacted with it. You believed he was there
yeah.
the whole time.
And again, the detail, everything was so well done.
Very convincing.
Yeah, definitely. Just really cool looking robots overall. I loved it. And in regard to one of the shots, or well, sometimes throughout the film, they had slow-mo shots and they were just really nicely placed and nicely used as well.
I made note of that. They weren't overused as
no.
well.
No.
Yeah. Really well done.
Yeah.
The story was set at the beginning with news clippings and news shots, reports and stuff.
Yes.
I'm happy with that because it sets the scene
exactly.
straight away.
You know what's going
on. It tells you the world. It tells
yeah.
you the state of the
situation, the circumstances,
there, yes.
why, you know, why there are droid sort of police force
yep.
sort of thing. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
so that was easily understandable and set the story quite quickly and quite well. Okay, let's move on to the music, shall we? I'm gonna go first this time. I wrote down eerie, ominous music at times. A lot of the time it's at the start as well, it set the scene before the film even started. It was during the opening credits. The first thing you heard were the sounds and the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got into, and then you could see visually
yes.
what was going on. And I thought that was really, really cool because it kind of, you got into it before and you got a feel for it before you could visually see what was going on. What?
That's all right. I liked it. No, I agree.
And I thought it was a really good soundtrack. And I like what they did. They used a reoccurring tune.
Yes, I might know that.
And they built up on it every time. So that was quite nice. Just very powerful music. And guess who did the music, Andy? I'm sure you know. It's Hans Zimmer, which actually surprised me. So
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So yeah, Hans Zimmer did the music for this film. So
I don't think I've ever disliked anything he's been a part of.
No. But for some reason, I just didn't expect him to have done this. So
he's done such a wide range of various films and stuff. Yeah.
So I liked it. Well done, Mr. Zimmer. You've done
yes.
a very good job.
Hats off to you.
anything else you wish to add to that?
No, that's it. Thank you.
That's it.
Yep.
In regards to music.
Yeah, you said the same things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. I just love the music. Really good soundtrack. Great shots. You know, and the visuals.
It was the fact that they developed on that one tune, as you said. That was one thing that really sort of caught my attention with the music.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I just really interesting way of how they did it all and how they put it all together. Queen with We Will Rock You here on Gateway at 97.8. We're nearing the end of the second hour of the Weekend Breakfast Show, also known as Film Review Hour, with special guest Andy. Hello again.
Hello again.
We are talking about Chappie. Let's get on to the characters, specifically Chappie, of course.
Yes.
I have got here, nice how through the body language and certain features, such as the ears that he has, you can even understand the emotion of the robot and what it's going through. Yep. And the feeling, which is really cool.
I've got the same note. I was going to make it compare it to Baymax from Big Hero 6. Neither of them you get proper emotion across from the face.
No.
But the body language is where it comes across.
Yeah. I've also got here, it's just my own thing, there were some really annoying characters in this film, but you got to just get on with it. And there's a reason for them, obviously. You need them in the film for the story. But it's just like, you know when you get some films and you're like, oh, they've got a really annoying character. So, yeah. And just finally as well, I felt really sorry for Chappie. There, you know, especially where he's just a robot. Loads of emotional bits. So many emotional bits in this film. I felt more sorry for Chappie than any character in that film.
I did feel feelings for Chappie as well. I felt sad for him.
Yeah. I felt really sorry for him. Okay, let's move on to the story now. Oh, just one final thing about the character. Oh,
yeah, I've got one final thing as well.
Go for it.
The cast was all chosen.
Definitely.
Yep, everyone fit the role, everyone.
Yes, they all did a very good job with all their characters, all quite believable and everything.
And the
like
accents,
that.
I didn't pick up on any problems with the accents that they were putting on as well.
No. They had subtitles for one character.
Yes.
Because he was like fully into the, like it was quite a deep
accent.
Yeah, a deep accent. So I understood him fine, obviously maybe not everyone would, so it's easier to have the subtitles there. And obviously this is all set in South Africa, I believe. So obviously that's the accent that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Just something else about the character as well. As much as I love Chappie, it would have been nice to maybe seen a bit more development of the character, but given the time frame and the direction of the story, I suppose this is obviously what they wanted to do. And also, this whole, like, where it went, it was not at all what I had expected, especially from seeing the trailer. But putting my expectations aside, I actually did leave the cinema having enjoyed the film.
Mm. And knowing that it could be part of a trilogy,
I was going to get into that. More. Yeah, it's there are potential sequels. The ending kind of made me think straight away, are there going to be sequels? And looked it up. It was actually written as a trilogy, but so far they've only done treatments for the next two. They've only written up treatments. So they've got kind of an idea what they have to do, but they want to see how this film goes before they actually make the next two. Hopefully they do. It'd be nice.
Mm.
In regards to the story, the reality of how brutal some places are and the circumstances that people are put in, it's just insane. Like, you hear about it, you maybe see some bits on the news or whatever, but you get to really see it in this film, and it's just such a harsh reality.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? And I personally, I'm not actually keen on all... Some of the violence was a bit much for me. But obviously, he really wanted to get that point across, and you could tell, because of the director's taste, you could tell this was one of his films, and obviously this is the direction that he wanted to go in. So it's in a way, it's good that he put it in there. He wanted to make that point, but at the same time, I could have done with a little less violence. That's just me, though. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
The story, I was happy that the setting was set quick, as I mentioned earlier, the shots with the news clips. It escalated a little on the slow side, a little bit of
and then suddenly at the end,
that's exactly where I was going. It was going slow, and then suddenly escalated very quickly.
Yeah,
Not complaining.
No.
But it did seem a bit sort of uneven.
Yes.
it had more comedy than I expected as well.
I've got that as well. I've actually got some really funny moments in this film. And most of it as well through Chappie himself.
Yes.
Because he's so... When he thinks for himself, he's so easily influenced and so naive about everything. And there are some moments that are quite funny and endearing because of it. But obviously, at the same time, there's major manipulation and influences that are put upon him. So he obviously has to kind of, at the same time, find himself. But then that's the only reality that he knows from what people are showing him.
He's basically a child learning, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Also, just really quick, some underlying themes and stories that I kind of got out of it. Some sort of like bigger picture of creation and God and the Maker and all of that. Because obviously, in a way, Chappie was created, but almost like a human. So it's that whole aspect of, like, you know, a maker and creation and all that sort of stuff. And also the concern of reliability in robots, technology and artificial intelligence. Mm. A bit scary as well.
Yes.
It did get super serious towards the end. It was a little over the top. And at one point, I literally thought, what is going on? And just really quick as well, the ending, a really unexpected twist with the ending. And I absolutely loved the final shot. It was so super cool. And that's why I was like, I had to look up straight away if there's going to be a sequel. And then the music kicked in and everything. And it was awesome.
Yep, so I totally agree with that.
I really enjoyed it. And just really well done to the director again as well, because he does have such a distinguishable taste and style. You could totally connect the dots and think, oh yeah, he did District 9, and yes, he's done, yep. You know, so he has his little sort of, you know, style and niche and whatever you want to call it, so you can totally tell, oh there you go, it's Neil Blomkamp.
I never expected that. I never put them together until you pointed out. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. It does make perfect sense.
It's like smacking us in the face, wasn't it? It was just so obvious, but until we looked it up, we didn't realize. But yeah, so that's all I really have to say about it. I think that's it. That's crazy. Okay, so we've got just a little bit of time left to go into the rating. Where have I put it? There we go. Okay, so Andy, what are you giving it?
7.
7?
Easily
you're
7.
You're copying me.
Okay.
No, it's fine. You can go for a 7.
Oh, I am. I'm not changing my score.
I'm giving it a 7 as well. 7 out of 10. It currently has a 7.3, so we're kind of in the same, you know, ballpark again with this one. Just a really cool film. It was actually quite enjoyable in the end. There were a few moments, but that's personally for me. Like, I don't do violence. I just don't like it. And there's quite a bit of blood. There's one really gory bit, and you had to cover my face for me.
Yeah, I suddenly realised what was going to happen.
Yeah, and I could hear it, and it's just so bad when you can hear it, and I'm just, can I see?
I knew you wouldn't want to look.
And that's towards the end, so just be prepared and be warned. Unless you love gore, then yeah, go for it. But if you're not too keen on it, just be prepared towards the end. But otherwise, really enjoyable film. And thank you again, Andy, for popping in.
Thank you for having me.
Empire Cinema Festival Leisure Park Basildon, showing the best films around.